Well, listening to that was the National Party finance spokesperson Nicola Willis, who joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, National has accused the government of being addicted to spending, a budget blowout. By what measure?
Well, by the measure that this is a budget with the most additional spending ever added in New Zealand's budget history. And not only that, Robertson has dipped into next year's budget, taking $2 billion and allocating that. And he's dipped into the budget the year after that, taking $500 million and
But the economy has grown, right? And if we look at the spending by the government as a percentage of GDP, it is tracking down. Forecast expenses will fall in dollar terms in the year ahead. And in fact, over according to Brian Fellow in the New Zealand Herald, over the next 4 years, the ratio will be 30.8, the same level as it was for Bill English's term as finance minister.
Well, a critical difference there is that after the global financial crisis, we suffered in New Zealand from high unemployment. Right now, New Zealand has historically low unemployment. So what that should mean is that less spending is needed to support people in the welfare safety net, for example. But instead, what we're seeing is persistently high spending. And for you to believe the numbers that it's going to come down in future, you also need to believe that Grant Robertson will stick to the funding that he has said he will use in future, the spending he said in future. Now, Treasury are quite explicit in the budget documents. They warn that they don't think he's put enough aside for next year, let alone the year after that or the year after that. He's gone on a massive spend up. It's a huge amount of money being pumped into an inflationary economy. And we're really worried about the long-term impact of that. What these forecasts show is that inflation is set to stay above 3% next year.
Well, I want to come back, back to what Treasury also says, which, you know, without wanting to get too technical, the fiscal impulse, the amount of extra stimulus or stimulus the government is putting into the economy is reducing. The foot is coming off the accelerator. You could argue the government is not exacerbating inflation.
Well, actually, all that measure shows you is that we're not spending as much as we were at the very peak of the COVID response. And you wouldn't expect us to be, Corin, because that was when there was job support payments of $12 billion going out. So that's not the case anymore. But what we do know is we're spending more than even Grant Robertson forecast. He forecast that this year we'd be spending $120 billion. It's actually $127. Make no mistake, this is a big spending budget. There is a lot of money being sprayed around, a lot of it into restructures, into more policy advice, into more plans to make plans, and we do not think it is the time for that. We'd like to see.
Can you identify for people this morning then some of the spending that you would not do?
Yes, we wouldn't be doing Three Waters right now, a restructure of local government assets that is not wanted.
And how much is that?
Communities. It's about $1 billion, Corin. And we would not be doing a merger of RNZ and TVNZ. I realise that's a slightly awkward thing, but there's another 300 or so million for that. We wouldn't be restructuring the health system with a fatigued health workforce who've just come through a global pandemic. There are hundreds of millions put aside for that.
And how much do you think you would save with that health if you didn't follow through with that restructuring?
Well, we think it would be hundreds of millions of dollars. We're going through the budget documents to identify what of this extra health funding is actually going into patient services, because it's not actually at all clear what increased outcomes will be got for that spending, because the government hasn't set targets for what's going to improve, for example, in emergency waiting rooms and cancer treatment or any of the things that I think New Zealanders expect to improve in their health system when more money's going on. So we'll be analysing that very carefully. Our commitment is that every year we are in government, we will increase health funding to deliver better health services.
Yeah, well, that's easy to say, though. Will you also promise to increase it at the rate of inflation?
Well, we will increase health funding in a way that ensures we can deliver better services. And that's the key point I want to make.
Well, no. The key point is that you keep up with the rate of inflation, because you can increase health spending every year. It always does. It did in a zero budget. But you don't keep up with inflation. You're going backwards.
I understand what you're saying, but my point is this. If hundreds of millions of dollars of those extra funding end up in backroom bureaucracy and additional layers of management and red tape, and they're not getting maximum outcome for patients, then New Zealanders won't thank us for that. We're going to take a different approach, and that will mean that we can actually offer lower taxes in the long run.
Okay, I take your point. You're saying you'll have a close look at the quality of the spend, but can you give me an assurance that when you increase health spending, as you say you will, it will be somewhere in the ballpark of the inflation rate, so it's not actually an effective cut?
Well, we're just simply not going to have inflation at the rate that this government does, and I want to come back to that. this
well, you may not have a say in that matter if we look at the way the world's going.
Well, I would put to you, Treasury have been very clear that it is domestic pressures that are driving New Zealand's inflation right now. Yes, that's being compounded by what's happening in Ukraine and around the world, but there is a domestic issue at the heart of our inflation problem. And this is not the time for the government to be adding...
Okay, no, take your point. But the point is that whether it's 2% or 5%, if you're the finance minister and you're about to set the allocation for health, if you don't fund health at a rate that is... You know, similar to that, it will effectively be a cut. So what assurance can you give that health funding will match those costs of living increases?
The assurance I can give is that when National is putting our budgets together, the first priority will always be health and education. We believe those are critical services. We want to ensure there's enough funding to keep up with population growth, to keep up with the inflationary cost pressures and to ensure that we can deliver better services. Most importantly, we're going to put it in targets. We're going to hold ourselves accountable for improving delivery against those targets. We're not going to take this approach of just saying, here's the press release, we're putting in more funding, aren't we great? We're actually going to measure ourselves on what's delivered for people, because that's what counts, Karen.
Okay. Quick question just on a story that's cropped up today on RNZ Morning Report. The ED department at Wellington Hospital seems to be the latest that is struggling with earthquake issues, earthquake risk, I believe. It's not earthquake prone, and it will be moved, though, perhaps somewhere within the hospital itself. Do you have concerns about what is happening here with the state of our hospitals?
Oh, look, it is really concerning because, of course, it comes off the back of learning that Hutt Hospital is going to have to close for an indetermined period due to earthquake safety issues. And look, the Wellington hospital system is already stretched. We already have many nights when the ED is overflowing and doesn't have sufficient capacity. So it is very concerning. And it does highlight the priority for ensuring that any infrastructure investment into health is actually getting delivered efficiently so that we can have safe places for people to wait when they're in the emergency room. Obviously, a lot of Wellingtonians will be worried by this, Karen.
Nicola Willis, thank you very much for your time. National Party finance spokesperson there.